Hey, hey, wake up, everybody. It's Friday, and you are listening to Jeff Without Jack on the Just Buds affiliate, Just Jeff. I'm Jeff. What's up? So, last week was my very first solo podcast, Jack's as well, and you would not believe how extremely humbling it is to do a solo podcast. We go all this time thinking, hey, we're really good at podcasting, or maybe not really good, but we are Hall of Famers, but we've got a knack for it. We've done it for 3 seasons now, but as soon as you're alone in a room with a mic in front of you, it is so much more difficult and so much more, it's nerve-wracking almost. It's weird to just be talking to yourself. Right now I'm sitting in a storage room looking at some old gymnastics trophies and a computer, hoping that my mom and sister aren't listening from outside the door. And it's so humbling, and I can't believe that anybody listens to Just Buds or Just Jeff or the Jackcast for that matter. Thanks. I guess. Thank you for listening. Before I get started, I forgot last week, I have to shout out DarkWizard19. Follow this man on Twitch. That's Martin Joey Joseph Richardson. Great stream. Has some fun. Play some games. Hype in the chat. Love it. Also, forgot to shout out Tanner. Thanks for the support, Tanner. Never-ending support. I love it. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And the third shout-out that I have, third and final, I think it's the final, but we'll see as I keep going, is to Mr. Carter Schmidt. For those of you who listened to the episodes with him in one of them we talked about Fluffernutters, alright? And a Fluffernutter, for those of you who didn't listen, is a peanut butter and fluff sandwich. So it goes bread, peanut butter, fluff, bread, Fluffernutter. And fluff is basically marshmallow, but better. You can't really get fluff around here, at least I haven't seen it. Carter had a Fluffernutter, or at least an imposter Fluffernutter recently, and he Snapchatted me as he was eating it, and I was so proud of him. Carter, that's friggin' awesome. Keep eating those Fluffernutters. On another note, this whole quarantine thing is getting old really damn quick. Kristen and I built an ass load of Legos. We also binged an entire season or two worth of Blacklist within a day, and I'm slowly learning how to jump rope. I can't go to the gym, so I've gone on runs, I've jump roped, I'm doing a 30-day ab challenge. By the time this podcast episode comes out, I think I'll be on... Ah, shit, what day is it? This is another one of those times where it would be great to have Jack sitting across from me saying, oh, it's Wednesday! Then I'd be like, yeah, right, Wednesday. So by the time this podcast comes out, I will be on day 5, I think, of this ab challenge. And I got it from Livy, my sister, who's doing the ab challenge with Carl / Clint, her boyfriend. And I'm doing it, and Kristen is doing it, and Jack is going to do it too, and we're all going to have abs. It's going to be great. And on this topic, something I've learned from the pandemic, which I guess you got to try and learn things while you can, learn things from wherever you can. What I've learned is to never take a day for granted in the gym, or really anywhere that you have a passion for that matter. Because I know there was a bunch of days this year that I was in the gym, and I was just kind of messing around, and I didn't want to do anything, I wasn't feeling it, didn't feel good, didn't want to lift or work out, and so I just kind of half-assed it. And I wish I had every single one of those days back, because it sucks sitting at home doing prison workouts and jump roping and all this stuff. I don't even have a pull-up bar. I ran to the track the other day and did pull-ups on the goalpost because I didn't have anything else to do pull-ups on. But that's enough talk about me working out and other people working out. I know a lot of people don't really want to hear that. I do, however, have a story to lighten the mood a little bit. I don't know if you guys are going to think this is as funny as I thought it was, and still think it is, but a while back now, I went up to TJ's cabin. You guys have met TJ before. He was on an episode this season. Also on an unreleased episode from season 0. So we went up to his cabin, and it was me and him and our buddy Hoff that were riding up together, and I sat in the back so I got to control the aux. And I was having fun with it. I played some pretty good stuff, if I do say so myself, for the first, I don't know, 3 hours of the road trip. And then I got a sneaky idea. There are some songs, like if you ever listen to John Mulaney's stand-up, What's New Pussycat? If you play it twice in a row, some people will think, hey, What's New Pussycat's a lot longer than I once thought. Well, this song, it's from an Apple commercial, like an iPhone commercial, and it's called All Night by Big Boi. That's Big B-O-I, Boi. I think that's how you say it. It's pretty catchy. Like, I've listened to it for as long as it's on. It doesn't bug me at all. But I played this song on repeat for 45 minutes, and TJ and Hoffman did not bat a friggin' eye. They did not notice. It was hilarious. I was texting back and forth with Kristen, like, you would not believe they haven't noticed that it's going on over and over and over. I don't get it. How could you not notice that? It would drive me crazy if I knew that was happening. But you should go check out the song, because, I mean, check out the song, put it on repeat, and listen. See if you can tell where it stops. Listen to it twice or three times. And just let me know if you think you could listen to it for 45 minutes straight. That was a lot of fun for me. I plan on doing it again. If we ever go on a road trip again and TJ's in the car, I really hope he gives me the aux and forgets that I did this before, because I'm absolutely going to do it again. I didn't listen to Jack's solo podcast before I put out my own, which I should have, and I admitted that in the last episode too. I should have listened to his first in case I had any comments, because I did have comments. I don't remember most of them, but in Jack's first solo cast, the Jack Cast, affiliate of Just Buds, he mentioned that he's watched Tusk, the movie Tusk, multiple times since the whole pandemic quarantine thing started. And he loves that movie. And he showed me that movie. And I don't like it. He told you to watch it. Don't. If you haven't already not listened to him, then keep not listening to him. I don't know if that makes sense. Don't listen to him. Unless you want to be thoroughly creeped out. It's deep and dark, just like he said. And yeah, maybe I do wear a funny t-shirt that he gave me from the movie, because it's a really funny t-shirt. There are a couple funny parts in the movie. But it's creepy as fuck. It's so creepy, guys. But I guess if that's your style, go for it. I know Jack likes, I think Jack likes every Kevin Smith movie out there. I like all the Clerks movies. I think there's two of them, Clerks 1 and Clerks 2. Those are very funny. But Tusk? I don't know, man. I watched it, so Jack and I watched it together the first time that I saw it. And I had him turn it off, because I couldn't get through it. It was creeping me out, like, way deep inside. And then the next morning, I watched the last 20 minutes or so on my phone, and I haven't been the same since. It's been like a year or two since I've seen this movie, and I'm still just thinking about it. Gives me the willies. For any baseball fans out there, however few might listen to this podcast, I heard some exciting news today in that Major League Baseball is trying to make a comeback as soon as May. They could be playing in May, and I'm so excited. It's going to be a really weird schedule. Like, they're going to have everybody play in Arizona, and like all the players are going to be quarantined in their hotels, and the only time they get to travel is from their hotel to the ballpark, and they could be playing in like minor league stadiums and college stadiums all over this area in Arizona. But it's still baseball. It could still work. I need it. I have the itch. The baseball itch, not the other itch, I promise. Oh, man. Please let this happen. If not May, I think they're looking at June. But I am really, really hoping they can get baseball up and going in May. It'd be the first professional sport back on track. And that should be exciting for anybody. I feel like even if you hate baseball, you'll end up watching baseball because it's the only sport on. You could watch some cornhole reruns on ESPN The Ocho. You could watch some slippery stairs from Japan. Or you could watch live baseball. Guess that's up to you. That's pretty much all I have for today. I know I should have thought of more things while I'm doing a whole bunch of nothing sitting around in my house. Yeah, I thought the stuff that I had would take me a little longer than it did, so I'm sorry for those of you that expected a little bit longer of an episode, but I don't have it with me. I'm really waiting for the quarantine to be over so I can get back in the recording studio with Jack, and Jack and Jeff can be back on Just Buds instead of the Just Jeff affiliate of Just Buds with Jeff and not Jack. But either way, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. It's @Jack_and_Jeff. We're on Instagram, Just Buds Podcast. We're going to hop back on there a little bit more once we get Season 3 up and going. Like our page on Facebook, Just Buds Official, with a period. If you have any business inquiries, send us an email at just4buds@gmail.com. That's the number 4, just4buds@gmail.com. You can follow us and subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you can find podcasts. We are there because we're in the Hall of Fame. Next season, like I said, live stream on Twitch, Season 3. Be there, be square. Our homepage is anchor.fm/just-buds-podcast. That's a hyphen, right? Anchor.fm/justbudspodcast. Just find us. And I'd say everything's simpler with a bud, but I'm still alone. So I guess I'll just hang out in this little storage room until next week. Thanks for listening, and see you guys.
Radio static.
Hey, Suits, fuck off!